Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The priest who passed through the heavens. We have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, Hebrews 4:14. The book of Leviticus clearly shows that the priesthood lived with many restrictions and enjoyed many privileges that were not true of the nation of Israel as a whole, but priests and people alike shared a common problem, sin. Now the writer to the Hebrews points to a better solution, a great high priest of heavenly origin. G. Campbell Morgan extols the virtues of this perfect go-between. Walk with G. Campbell Morgan, an English Bible teacher who traveled extensively in the late 1800s to early 1900s. To the Hebrew mind, the phrase high priest expressed the highest form of priestly service. It was the ultimate word. The phrase is still further strengthened by the word great. Jesus is not merely a priest. He is the high priest, and in that, he is great. His priestly work and position are characterized by the utmost finality. He has gone through into the heavens. The statement is far stronger than it would be if it read, passed unto the heavens. It helps us to think of him as entering into the place of closest nearness to God in his priestly position. No lower heaven is the place of his work. He passed through all heavens to the very place and being of God himself. He passed through the heavens to come to mankind into closest identification. And having accomplished his purposes there, he passed back through the heavens to go to God. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through chapter 5, verse 10.
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 5. Every high priest is selected from among the people and is appointed to represent the people in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people. And no one takes this honor on himself, but he receives it when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
Just think, your representative before the King of creation is none other than the King's own Son, the one with whom he is well pleased, the great high priest. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 4:15-16. What are you waiting for? Come boldly to God today, for the way has already been spanned.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.